Greetings and salutations and welcome to Suhai Blue Devil Hockey on 1230 WSOO. Scott Nason filling in for Dave Watson on this Saturday afternoon as we have varsity hockey as the Alpena Wildcats come to Sault Ste. Marie to tackle the Suhai Blue Devils at Big Bear Arena. Our broadcast engineer back in the 1230 WSOO studios this afternoon is Emily Pentecost as the Blue Devils off a big 2-1 win last night over the Petoskey Northmen enter this afternoon's contest with a 3-4 record. Alpena, they lost last night to the Traverse City Reps by the score of 5-3. They enter this afternoon's game with a 2-8-1 record. These teams did meet on Tuesday in Alpena with the Wildcats skating away with the 3-2 victory. And this is the last game as far as playoff points and positioning. The Blue Devils do have two more games left on their schedule next Friday here at Big Bear Arena against the Escanaba Eskimos. We'll have that game on 1230 WSOO. Yours truly filling in for Dave Watson once again on that broadcast. And then the Blue Devils will end their regular season next Saturday at Petoskey. But this weekend, the playoff matchups will be set by the Michigan High School Athletic Association. The Blue Devils will be in Division III Regional at Tawas. Now, we don't know as far as who they will play or where they will play. There is a chance that they may not be in Tawas if they don't match up against Tawas, but we'll find that out. We'll certainly have all that sorted out Monday night over on ESPN 1400 for our sports show, The Game, which is heard every Monday from 6 to 8 o'clock. So playoff positioning and the chance for the Blue Devils to get to 500 will be what both teams are looking for here at the Big Bear Arena. We're going to take our first break in our pregame show. We come back, we'll look at some of the other scores from last night in high school basketball, high school hockey, and more. You are listening to Suhai Blue Devil Hockey on 1230 WSOO. Scott Nason back at the Big Bear Arena as we are just a few minutes away from our hockey game between the Alpena Wildcats and the Suhai Blue Devils. Other scores last night in high school hockey: Calumet, they won at Houghton by the score of 3-1. And Escanaba, the Suhai Blue Devils' next opponent, they defeated Painesdale Jeffers at home by the score of 3-2. Lots of action in high school basketball last night involving Eastern Upper Peninsula teams. The Suhai Blue Devil girls team, well, they keep on rolling as they knocked off Alpena on the road on Friday night by the score of 66-22. The Blue Devils now 9-0 on the season, and they're at home this afternoon at the Suhai Gymnasium to Traverse City Central. That one's set to tip off around 2:30 p.m. Other girls basketball from Friday night: Pickford, they moved atop the Eastern Upper Peninsula Conference with a 5-1 conference record as they knocked off Engadine by the score of 55-45. Newberry, they edged out Brimley in girls basketball from Friday night by the score of 36-35. And St. Ignace, they had a close game as well in girls basketball last night. They defeated Escanaba 68-64 in the Iggy Zone. Boys basketball from Friday night: the Suhai Blue Devils, well, they played their third game in 3 days, and they dropped a 66-22 decision to Escanaba. Escanaba, a very good high school basketball team. As a matter of fact, they're ranked number one in the state, in the UP, I should say. Suhai will be at home on Wednesday to take on the Cedarville Trojans. You can hear that game right here on your official home for Suhai Blue Devil Athletics, 1230 WSOO. Dave Watson and Ray Bell will have the call on Wednesday, starting with the pregame show around 7 p.m. Other boys basketball last night: Pickford, they ended a four-game losing streak as they defeated Engadine on the road by the score of 61-28. And Detour, they fell at home to Onaway on Friday night by the score of 75-62. Earlier this morning, you heard Coach's Corner right here on 1230 WSOO with Dave Watson. Dave had interviews with GLIAC Commissioner Chris Dunbar talking about the GLIAC sports season. The basketball playoffs are going on in Hammond, Indiana. The Laker teams both eliminated from the tournament. You have Michigan Tech and Ashland in both the men's and women's finals tomorrow. Dave also interviewed Sioux High Blue Devil swimming and diving coach Steve Abusta. The Blue Devils set to travel to Marquette in their UP finals, and you can hear the rebroadcast of that. We'll put that up tomorrow morning over on our website, thegamesportshow.podbean.com. Laker hockey in action this afternoon as they will take on the Ferris State Bulldogs. You can hear that game over on our sister station, Today's Hits 99.5 Yes FM, with Bill Crawford and Matt Pocket. They'll have the pregame show around 2:35, and it's a big game for the Lakers. With a win over Ferris, they will finish second place in the WCHA as they will take on Alabama Huntsville in the first round of the playoffs, if that happens. They're going to be at home next weekend regardless, but a lot for the Lakers to play for because they haven't finished higher than second in their conference all the way back to the mid-90s when they were in the CCHA. So certainly a lot to play for the Lakers. And again, you can hear that game over on Yes FM. As I mentioned, you can also hear our sports show, The Game, on our sister station, ESPN 1400, Monday nights from 6 to 8 o'clock. I'll be interviewing Dave Watson on Monday. We'll have a lot to talk about as far as high school sports, Laker athletics, and we'll know the matchups for the Sioux High Blue Devils and the Alpena Wildcats. And a lot going on in this game. With the win, Sioux High could finish second in their region as far as playoff points. It's a complicated setup because you don't have a lot of games, and it goes by who you beat, and certainly Alpena is one of those teams that would be in that five-team regional in Tawas. The high school hockey playoffs will start a week from Monday in Tawas, and the games in the Sioux High bracket, or the teams, I should say, Alpena, Sheboygan, Gaylord, the Sioux, and Tawas. So lots on the line here. We're going to take our final break in our pregame show. We come back, we'll have the start of the game, hockey game, between the Sioux High Blue Devils and Alpena Wildcats. You are listening to Sioux High Blue Devil Hockey on 1230 WSOO. Scott Nason back at the Big Bear Arena in Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan, filling in for Dave Watson on this Saturday afternoon, and we are set for the opening faceoff between the Sioux High Blue Devils and the Alpena Wildcats. Starting in goal for the Blue Devils tonight, number one, Camden Labadie. And starting in goal for the Elliott Lake Wildcats, the Alpena Wildcats, number one, Aiden Schultz. The Blue Devils in their home white jerseys with the blue trim, Alpena in their road black jerseys with the green trim. And we are underway here at the Big Bear Arena. This the eighth game for the Sioux High Blue Devils, 3-4 on the season. Alpena 2-8-1. These teams met on Tuesday night in Alpena with the Wildcats skating away with the 3-2 victory. Now the Blue Devils across the blue line. They're moving right to left as seen on your radio dial. Puck over in the far boards. Picked up by Goodrich, now along the near side boards. Alpena gets it. Thompson, he'll clear it. Tries to clear it out of the zone. Now Alpena will get it to center ice. Chasing it back in his own zone is Andrew Goodrich. He has it behind the net. He'll pass it to center ice up to Kogan. Kogan had two goals in the Blue Devils' 2-1 victory last night over Petoskey. Now Keller clears the zone for the Wildcats. Over to Marcho. He had a pair of goals last night in the Alpena Wildcats' 5-3 loss to Traverse City, the Bay Area Reps team. Now puck over along the far boards. Alpena player gets knocked down. The Blue Devils clear it to center ice. Now fired back in by the Wildcats. Chasing it behind his own net is Jay Dunbar. Now Dunbar, long pass, center ice. That'll trickle into the Wildcat zone. We played a minute and a half of this first period, no scores. That one will go all the way down the ice. We'll have an icing call and a face-off in the Alpena zone. The Sioux High team has six seniors on its squad, four juniors, seven sophomores, and two freshmen. Alpena, pretty much kind of the same setup. They have six seniors, four juniors, eight sophomores, and four ninth graders, so pretty balanced team as far as upper and lower classmen for both squads. Now the Wildcats win the faceoff. Agius with the puck behind his own net. He's pressured by Haminga. Now over along the far boards. Thompson has it. Pass to center ice to Young. Young across the blue line for the Wildcats. Drop pass. That's Smith with the shot. That goes wide. No shots on goal early in this first period. Now the Blue Devils will clear that one down the ice, and that's going to be an icing call, and we'll have a face-off back in the Blue Devil zone. 15-19 to play in this first period. No score. You can hear the rebroadcast of this game along with all our Suhai Blue Devil broadcasts on 1230 WSOL. Just go to the website, thegamesportshow.podbean.com. Blue Devils win the faceoff in their own zone. Now picked up by the Wildcats. Ritter along the end boards as French beats him to the puck. French for the Blue Devils. He'll fire it off the far boards to Chico. Now chasing the Alpina zone is Sprague, and they're going to wave that icing off. Sprague with it. Sprague in the near corner. Now the Wildcats fire it to the blue line, across the blue line, as that goes over Jacek's stick. Puck back in the Alpina zone. Now Suhai has it at center ice. They'll fire it back in. Both teams kind of feeling each other out so far here this afternoon. Ritter, he'll fire the puck back in the Suhai zone. Picked up by Labadie. Goaltender for the Blue Devils this afternoon. First hockey broadcast for myself in quite some time, so I'll try to shake the rust off. Blue Devils just their third home game. They have won both their home games so far, beating Sheboygan opening night and then Petoskey last night. Now puck in the Alpina zone. Wildcats pick it up. Trying to clear it out. Now kept in by Goodrich. He has the puck over in front of the Alpina bench. These teams very well could meet in the regionals as the MHSAA high school hockey playoffs start a week from Monday. Now a shot, first shot on goal by number 15, Jay Dunbar, and that'll be saved by Schultz, and he'll hold with 13:53 to play in this first period. Shots 1-0 Blue Devils, but we have no score. Our next Suhai Blue Devil broadcast will be Wednesday night, boys basketball, as the Blue Devils will take on the Cedarville Trojans. Dave Watson and Ray Bell will have that one starting the pregame show Wednesday, 7 o'clock, right here on 1230 WSOO. Now the Blue Devils with the puck in their own zone off the faceoff. Dunbar, as the puck goes in front, taken away there by Goodrich for the Blue Devils. He skates it in the far corner. Now pass center ice right to the stick of Kogan. Kogan kind of bobbled that puck, picked up by Keller for the Wildcats. Puck at center ice for Alpina. Smith with it, and a shot and a save there by Labadie. Puck over in the far corner. Blue Devils pick it up in their own zone. Swan back after playing last season with the Sioux Indians. Now Swan, the captain for the Blue Devils, cross the blue line, his shot. Partially blocked there by Aegeus, and that'll be a save for Schultz. Good crowd here this afternoon. A lot of Alpina fans making the trek right in front of our broadcast position. Lots of broadcasters in the press box. The Ellis boys, of course, here, and the Alpina Wildcats broadcasters as well. So if you're not here at the game, you have lots of options. I hope you've chosen this one. If you're listening, you probably have. The puck goes over in the far corner, picked up by Gavin Hamp. Blue Devils with it at center ice. They'll fire it back in. Shots 2-1 Suhai early in this one. We have no score. 12:50 to play in this first period. Now, big hit there by Stephen Allen for the Blue Devils. He knocked over Cole for the Wildcats. Thompson has it in his own zone for Alpina. Two Thompsons on the team, number 4 Matt, number 14 Brody. Now fired on the Suhai net from center ice. Easy save there for the Blue Devils. Now a steal and a shot, and it goes over the net and wide. That one by Aegeus. And now Suhai will flip it down the ice. So not a lot of flow to this game so far. We've seen quite a few icings. And we'll have a face-off in the Suhai zone. 12:20 to play in this first period. Still no score. Beautiful day in Sault Ste. Marie today, albeit still a little chilly. Lots of sunshine over the past couple days, and it looks like warmer temperatures are ahead. Some 40s in the forecast next week, according to Carl Bonak. Now off the faceoff, Alpina chases it in their own zone. Anthony Thompson. Actually, there's three Thompsons and a number 4 Matt, number 14 Brody, and number 18 Thompson. So we'll try to get those first names in as best we can. Puck behind the Alpina net, picked up by Hamp. Now a steal by Horton for the Blue Devils. Puck over in the far corner. Four bodies over there trying to pick up the puck. Finally picked up by the Wildcats. Craze line. Gets it up to Cole. Now another big hit behind the play. This one by Nick Chico. Never one to shy away from the rough stuff. Now the Blue Devils with it in the Alpena zone. That's Gorsuch. Centering chance. Broken up there by Goslin, and Alpena will clear it to center ice. Blue Devils fire it back in. That was French. Bouncing puck goes right in front of the net, and the goaltender Aiden Schultz for the Wildcats will be safe with that one and cover it up. 11:20 playing this first period. Still no score. Laker hockey this afternoon at home against Ferris. That one will start at 3 o'clock. Bill Crawford and Matt Pocket will have the call over in our sister station, Yes FM. Lakers will be at home next weekend for the quarterfinal round of the WCHA playoffs. So where they finish and who they play, that's still left to be determined. If they win today, they'll finish second place and take on Alabama Huntsville. If they lose or tie, then they'll likely take on the Northern Michigan Wildcats. Puck taken by the Blue Devils at center ice. Gorsuch passed just behind Swan, broken up by the Wildcats. They have it at their own blue line. A little tough to pick up these Alpena numbers. They have the black on green. Now here is Alpena with a chance in the Sioux High zone. Picked up by Smith. Now the Wildcats still retain possession in the Blue Devil zone. That's Keller over there in the far corner. Referee's telling the players to move the puck. Looks like we have Murray Meehan and I think Al Tonight both reffing today. Just two refs. And with these two guys, you don't need any more than two. They've been doing it a while. KG Vets. Hard to tell with the face mask. Everybody wearing face masks, of course, in the crowd. Face off to the right of Schultz. Rather check that Labatie. Blue Devils win the draw. Engel over on the near side to Gary. Nick Gary with the puck. Long pass up ice. That's going to be offside, I believe. Or they're going to call it icing. So they'll bring the face off. I don't know what they're going to call. One referee said offside. The other one said icing. And they're going to go with the icing call. So a lot of stops early in this one. 10-14 to play in the first period. Still no score between Alpena and the Blue Devils. Thompson will take the draw for Alpena. So Huminga will take the draw for the Blue Devils. First look at the Sioux High Blue Devil team this season. So far it's been a stalemate here. Gary plays along the near boards to Chico. Dominic Chico can't clear the zone. Alpena keeps it in. Now a chance for the Wildcats. Ritter with the shot. He fanned on it. And Gary will pick up that puck. Still can't clear it. Alpena with some good pressure here. As it's along the near boards in the Sioux High zone. Got three Wildcats and two Blue Devils on the puck. And we'll have a face-off. 9:44 to play in this first period. Still no score. Laker volleyball in action this afternoon, dropping a 3-0 decision to Davenport at the Bud Cooper Gymnasium. So the Lakers still yet to get a win on the volleyball court this season. They'll try again next weekend. I believe they play Saginaw. Now face off to the left of Labatie. Won by the Blue Devils. Picked up by French behind his own net. He plays it over to the far boards, Bauman. Bauman's pass, a good one to Sprague. Sprague one-on-one. Sprague in the slot, a shot high over the net. First real good chance for the Blue Devils. Puck still in the Alpena zone. Now they break it out. Two-on-two, but they'll just fire the puck out of play as that one gets deflected. So we'll have another face-off. We've seen a lot of face-offs here so far this afternoon. 9:22 to play in the first period. Still no score. Blue Devils just 10 games this season. They'll play their final two games next weekend, Friday night here at the Big Bear Arena against Escanaba. We'll have that game on 1230 WSOO. And then they'll end their regular season Saturday in Petoskey. And we'll know over the weekend where and when that next game would be, because that would be, believe it or not, the postseason already. Seems like the season just got started, but with the late start to the winter sports season, I don't think anyone's going to complain that the playoff season is coming up. Now Alpena with the puck in the neutral zone, picked up by the Blue Devils. Gorsuch Gorsuch, the freshman, with the shot. Of course, his father, Gary, played for the Suhai Blue Devil teams, I believe, winning a state championship in 84. I think he was on that team. He's old, I know that much. Older than me, at least. Now here's Kogan across the blue line. Puck goes behind the net. Aaron Kogan with the puck. Over along the far boards. Kogan now will try to put a shot on net. Deflected, goes behind the net. Picked up by Allen. Now another chance for the Blue Devils. Good sustained pressure for Suhai right now. Kogan in the near corner. Looking in front. Now he'll find a player. A shot. Oh, a miss there by Gorsuch. It's a good setup, but Gorsuch missed the net. Easy for me to say. Now Swan. Another centering chance. Gorsuch. Oh, he got cross-checked, and that's going to be a penalty on Alpina. Gorsuch took the shot, and then he took the shot on the back, and he's a little slow getting up. And so the Blue Devils will go on the power play, 8-10 to play in this first period. Still no score. Good sustained pressure by the Blue Devils in that exchange as Gorsuch and Swan with the opportunity, and Gorsuch will draw the penalty, I should say, while the faceoff to the left of Schultz. So out on the power play unit for the Blue Devils, you have Haminga, Allen, along with Chico on the point, Gary and Engel. First chance to see this Blue Devil power play. That penalty was on number 6, Ben Nowak. So the Blue Devils with the puck on the power play. Allen along the end boards, puts it in front. That one deflects and goes right back to him. Allen over in the far corner, back to the point, Engel. Engel over to Allen. As Alpina will steal the puck, they're just going to hold it along the far boards. Now Suhai comes up with it. Behind the net, that's Allen. Centering chance, now a shot by Engel. That one gets blocked in front. Suhai still has possession. Minute 20 left on their power play. Now Alpina will fire it off the near boards, kept in by Gary. Gary dumps it down low for Chico. Now the Wildcats pick up the puck. Can't clear it, though. Now they do, and they might have numbers. Alpina skates it to center ice. Now here's a chance for Marchaux. Marchaux gets knocked down. Alpina fans want a penalty. There might have been one warranted there, but no call. Now the Blue Devils still on the power play. 55 seconds left on it. Swan waiting for some players to come off the bench. Suhai goes for a line change. Now Swan over in the far corner. Picked up by Kogan. Kogan with the puck. On the near side boards, Kogan waiting, still has it. Kogan still has the puck, trying to find someone open. Now he gets it to Swan, back to the point. Goodrich with the shot, that one blocked by the Alpina player. Goodrich still trying to keep that puck in the zone, he does. 20 seconds left on the power play. Now a quick shot, doesn't trickle through. As a couple players go to the ice, and Alpina will clear that one down the ice, and that will almost do it for the power play. Blue Devils with it in their own zone. 10 seconds left on the power play. 6:15 to play in this first period. Still scoreless. Shots 3-2 in favor of the Blue Devils. And that will do it for the power play as the puck goes behind the Suhai net. Now the Wildcats with it in the slot. A shot and a goal! Turnover in the Suhai zone, and Alpina will draw first blood with 6:04 to play in this first period. I think that was number 3, Eli Goslin, that will get credit for the goal. It happened pretty fast, but Alpina will take it, and they lead 1-0. So that goal will come at the 9:56 mark. Check that, the 10:56 mark of the first period. Harder to do the math with the 17-minute periods here, especially with my math skills. We'll get the call from public address announcer Chelsea Meehan. Alpina scores first, and they lead 1-0. So Goslin does get the goal with an assist from Cam Young, and it's 1-0 Alpina as a quick save there by Labadi. And so we'll have a face-off to the left of him. Shots 4-3 Wildcats in this first period. As Nowak will take the draw for Alpina Horton for the Blue Devils. Alpina wins the draw, back to the point, Thompson. Now Thompson along the near boards to Goslin, and that one broken up by the Blue Devils, and it trickle back into the Alpina zone. Picked up by Aegeus. Aegeus drops it for Thompson. Another good hit by the Blue Devils, certainly the more physical of the two teams so far. Nowak with it. Now the Wildcats with the puck in their own zone, broken up there by Sprague. Sprague will play it to the far corner, Chico. Chico roughed up by Aegeus. Now the Wildcats come up with it in their own zone, and they'll skate it across the blue line. Nowak moves it into the zone, now picked up by the Wildcats. Puck in front of the Suhai net. Jacek with the puck behind his own net. Now on the near boards, Chico. Suhai does clear the zone, and that one will trickle down into the Alpine end of the ice. Picked up by Ray. Now the Blue Devils with the steal. Trying to put it in front. Puck goes behind the Alpine net. So that was some pressure now. Allen, he gets taken off the puck nicely there by the Alpine player. That was Keller. Keller, one on two. Keller has the puck. Alpine gets some fresh bodies out there. Now the Blue Devils pick it up in their own zone. Engel, along the near boards. Alpine gets the puck right back. That's Stanky. Now the Blue Devils chase it behind their own net. Gary over there. Now Gary being pressured by Young. Alpine still has the puck in the Suhai zone. Now the Blue Devils can't clear it. And now they do as they clear it to center ice. And chasing into the zone is Stanky. 4 minutes to play in this first period. 1-0 Alpine. Now Marshall. Rink-wide pass off the boards to Keller. That one a little behind him. Marshall in his own zone. Over to Stanky. Now Swan tries to get that puck. Here's a shot and a save there. Good shot opportunity by Gorsuch, but Schultz was up to the task. Now another shot. That one goes wide. Over to the far point. Engel gets it to Swan, but broken up by the Wildcats, and they'll clear the zone. Gary will chase the puck in his own zone for Suhai. Now Gary off the near boards right to Kogan. Kogan across the blue line, puts a wrister up high, and a save there by Schultz, and he'll hold 5-4 the shots in favor of Suhai, but it's 1-0 Alpine with 3:18 to play in this first period. Face off to the left of Aiden Schultz, the sophomore netminder for the Alpine Wildcats. And the Blue Devils win the faceoff. Swan in the near corner, he gets roughed up. Picked up by Kogan. Now Kogan tried to get it in front. It goes back to the point to Goodrich. Now another shot by Swan. That one blocked. Goodrich has it again at the point, and that one will almost go out of play, but it stays alive as the Suhai player gets knocked down. Under 3 minutes to play in this first period. Puck in the Alpine zone. 1-0 Wildcats on the goal by Eli Goslin. Alpine with it. Aegeus behind his own net. Over to Crazeline. Now a steal by the Blue Devils, Kogan. Kogan lost the puck as that one goes back to center ice, and Suhai will shoot it right back in. Now Alpine with the puck in their own zone. Ritter at center ice. He chips it into the Suhai end. Picked up by Goodrich. Now Goodrich over the far boards, Chico. Chico will clear it to center ice. Alpine will shoot it right back in. Now Suhai gets it again. Bauman at center ice. Ridden off the puck as Alpine will shoot it right back into the Suhai zone. Goodrich with it in the near corner. As that one will trickle across the blue line. Here come the Blue Devils. Sprague with a shot and a save there by Schultz. Rebound goes behind the net. Picked up by Sprague. He puts it in front. A good chance and a goal! Number 13, Nick Chico found himself open in the slot and he buried it with 1:54 to play in the first period. We're tied at one. So things weren't going the Blue Devils' way, but that's a big break for them. And that'll be at the 15:06 mark of the first period. Give that goal to Nick Chico. And we'll see if they give an assist. Certainly there'll be at least one assist. And with 1:54 to play in the first period, we're tied at one. We'll get the goal call from our public address announcer, Chelsea Meehan. So Chico does get the goal. So they give the two assists to Nick Sprague and Alex French. Sprague was the one that set him up nicely So we have a 1-1 tie with 1:42 to play in this first period. Face off just outside the Alpena blue line. Minga will take the draw for the Blue Devils. And Alpena wins the draw, goes right back to the Blue Devils at center ice. They'll fire it in. That was French. Puck behind the Alpena net. Aegeus. Oh, big hit there behind the play by Crazeline. Now another big hit is, oh, we're going to have a penalty, and I think that's going to go against Alpena. No, that's going to go against the Blue Devils. So Alpena will go on their first power play as these teams... Oh, there's another. That's going to be another penalty there. Bad retaliation by number 8 for the Blue Devils, Stephen Allen. There's a hit after the whistle. And so it looks like it's going to be a full 2-minute 5-on-3 for the Wildcats as two Blue Devils in the penalty box. And that's something you certainly don't want. Suhai was initially going to be shorthanded, but then the retaliation. And that's usually what the referees catch. And it certainly was the right call, as that was almost a punch thrown. Not an ejection by any stretch. So Suhai will have Dominic Chico and Stephen Allen in the penalty box. The good news for Suhai is this power play will likely carry over to the second period. The bad news is it's going to be 5-on-3 for 2 minutes for Alpena. Either way you slice it. So Alpena with a golden opportunity to get back on top of this one as Thompson has it at the blue line. Over the far corner, now back to Thompson. Thompson over to Keller, back to Thompson. On the near point, that's Sprague. Rather stinky. Now Alpena with it behind the net. Over to the far circle, Marchaud shot. That deflects wide. 45 seconds left in this first period. Wildcats with it behind their own net. Keller. Keller looking for someone open. Back to Thompson at the point. Thompson waits, slides over to Stenke. Now Stenke with a wrister. That one deflects and goes wide. Over to the far corner. Blue Devils trying to clear it out of their zone. Hard to do when you're shorthanded by two. Now the Wildcats have it. 25 seconds left in the first period. Thompson over to Stenke. Now Stenke to Keller. Near circle. Keller still has the puck. 15 seconds left. Back to the point. Thompson. Oh, a bad pass. That's a break for the Blue Devils. They might get out of this first period tied at one. Alpena with the puck in their own zone. 5 seconds left. Cross the red line. Now into the zone. Shot at the buzzer. That one deflects wide. So Alpena will have a 5-on-3 to start the second period for 44 seconds. But after one period of play, it's Suhai 1, the Alpena Wildcats 1. We're going to take a break. We come back, we'll have our first intermission show right here on your home for Suhai Blue Devil Hockey, 1230 WSOO. At the Big Bear Arena on this Saturday afternoon, we've played one period here in our high school hockey game this afternoon, and the Suhai Blue Devils and Alpena Wildcats are tied at one. Alpena got on the board first in the period at the 10:56 mark. Eli Goslin, he got the goal with an assist from Cam Young to make it 1-0 Alpena. And then the Blue Devils would strike at the 15:06 mark as Nick Chico would score the goal with assists from Nick Sprague and Alex French. And that's where we sit right now after one period of play. Suhai and Alpena tied at one. Shots on goal in that first period, 7-4 in favor of the Blue Devils. And starting the second period, the Wildcats will have 44 seconds remaining on their 5-on-3 opportunity. These teams met on Tuesday in Alpena with the Wildcats skating away with the 3-2 victory. And again, it's a very important game for both teams as they will figure out over the weekend as far as playoff points and who will be in the regionals and where they will be seated. Suhai in a 5-team regional, which will start a week from Monday at Tawas. Now, not necessarily the Blue Devils will be playing in Tawas, but if they advance, they will. The 5 teams in the region include Alpena, Sheboygan, Gaylord, Suhai, and Tawas. And with the win today, Suhai could possibly be the second-seeded team in that regional. And we won't know for sure until the weekend, and we'll definitely let you know Monday night over on ESPN 1400. On the Twin Sioux's only local, regional, and national sports show, The Game. We broadcast that show 6 to 8 o'clock every Monday night. We'll have Dave Watson, the voice of the Suhai Blue Devils, join us for the first, and we'll probably have him for the first half hour. We got a lot to talk about as far as local sports, Suhai boys and girls basketball. We'll look across the Eastern Upper Peninsula at some of the other teams, and of course, Laker Athletics as well. The Suhai Blue Devil girls basketball team, they have just started or just about to start at the Suhai Gymnasium as the 9-0 Blue Devils take on Traverse City Central. Our next Blue Devil broadcast will be Wednesday night at the Suhai Gymnasium for boys basketball as the Blue Devils will take on the Cedarville Trojans. Dave Watson and Ray Bell will have the call of that one Wednesday night, starting with the pregame show at 7 o'clock. We'll also have our EUP Game of the Week over on Country 105. That game will be Tuesday night in Rudyard as the Rudyard Bulldogs will do battle against the Brimley Bays. I'll have the call of that one along with Ray Bell over on Country 105, starting with the pregame show around 7 o'clock. And our next Suhai Blue Devil hockey game will be Friday night here at the Big Bear Arena as the Blue Devils will take on the Escanaba Eskimos. I'll be filling in for Dave for that one starting on Friday with the pregame show at 7 o'clock. And if you missed today's Coach's Corner right here on 1230 WSOO, starting at 11:05, you can hear the podcast of that broadcast tomorrow morning over on our website, thegamesportshow.podbean.com. Dave talked about GLIAC Sports with the Commissioner Chris Dunbar, whose son is playing this afternoon for the Blue Devils. He also talked Suhai Boys and Girls Swimming and Diving with their head coach, Steve Aboust. Again, you can find the rebroadcast of that, along with this broadcast and other related sports content, all at thegamesportshow.podbean.com. We're going to take our final break here in our first intermission. We come back, we'll have the start of the second period from the Big Bear Arena in high school hockey between the Alpena Wildcats and Suhai Blue Devils. Our score after one period of play, Suhai 1, Alpena 1. You're listening to Suhai Blue Devil Hockey on 1230 WSOO. Scott Nason back at the Big Bear Arena on this Saturday afternoon as we're just a few minutes away from the start of the second period here at the Big Bear. Alpena and Suhai tied at one goal apiece. Recapping the scoring from the first period, Alpena got on the board first at the 10:56 mark. Eli Goslin with an assist from number 19 Cam Young. And then the Blue Devils would strike just under 2 minutes left at the 15:06 mark as Nick Chico scored on a nice setup by Nick Sprague, another assist to Alex French. And that's where we sit right now, entering the second period, 1-1 tie, shots on goal in that first period, 7-4 in favor of the Blue Devils, and the Blue Devils will have to kill 44 seconds of a 5-on-3 power play opportunity. And as I mentioned in the first period, the good news anytime that happens, if it happens at the end of the period, it's a lot tougher for the teams, in my opinion, to score on the power play when the power play is split up. So we'll certainly see what happens with that. Nice conversation with Suhai Athletic Director Steve Lockwood over the break. He's bouncing all over the place. They have freshman basketball going on at the middle school. You have varsity girls basketball going on at the high school that Suhai is taking on at Traverse City Central. And the life of an AD, I'll tell you, I wouldn't envy that at all, because these guys and gals have had to juggle a lot during this pandemic as far as schedules and seasons and just knowing what's happening the next day. But it's certainly nice to have high school sports back after, well, just a little over a month ago, we weren't sure if it was going to happen at all. And certainly the student athletes and fans, and I'm going to include broadcasters in that mix, they're certainly happy to have all the action because it makes a lot easier sports show to talk about high school and local sports as we do every Monday night on ESPN 1400, 6 to 8 o'clock. Our next edition of the game will be this Monday night. We'll be talking local sports with the voice of the Blue Devils, Dave Watson, starting at 6. We'll also hear from our good friend David McKeg Jr. over in Sioux, Ontario. See what's going on in the sports world over there. Not a whole lot. The Sioux Thunderbirds are in action as we speak, taking on the Blind River Beavers in NOJHL play. And right now the Beavers lead the Thunderbirds by a 1-0 count. Still no word as far as the Ontario Hockey League and the Sioux Greyhounds, if and when they are able to start their season. There are indications that that might happen in April, but we don't know. And we'll find out more about that with Dave McKeag on Monday night. We'll also talk to Butch Davis from Butch on Sports in the Metro Detroit sports world on the Red Wings, Pistons, Tigers, Lions, and more. And then from 7 to 8 o'clock, we'll have our roundtable with E.J. Russell, host of the Hot Seat in Escanaba, Michigan. We're set to start this second period of play. Again, the Blue Devils will be shorthanded here to start this third period, 5-on-3. So we'll see if the Wildcats can capitalize on this opportunity. They have the puck off the faceoff at center ice. Now the Blue Devils will fire that one back down into the Wildcat zone. 30 seconds remaining on the Alpena Wildcats 5-on-3 power play. They have the puck in their own zone. Keller pass will go all the way down the ice, and that's going to be a break for the Blue Devils who have an icing call. So Sioux High likely to kill off this 5-on-3 power play. It's been a good game so far here at the Big Bear Arena as Coach Rick Mackey and his coaching staff behind the bench. Of course, our good friend Zach Ellis. Hard to believe that guy's a senior this year. I know his dad's getting a lot older. I didn't think he was. Now face-off controlled by the Wildcats. Krasline over the far boards. 10 seconds remaining on the 5-on-3 for the Wildcats. Now we'll skate across the blue line. Novak back to Aegeus. Now Aegeus shot, that deflects, and that'll do it for the power play as two Blue Devils come out of the box and a chance right off the box. Chico, he gets dumped. No call on that one. The Alpena fans like that. Most of the Alpena fans in front of our broadcast position, the Sioux High fans a little to our right. So if you hear a little more crowd noise, that means the Alpena fans are liking what they see. Now another hit on the Sioux High player. It's been a pretty physical game so far here. You would expect that between these two teams, especially having played on Tuesday. Now we're going to have a deflected puck, and that's going to be, we're going to have a delayed penalty. And so the Blue Devils will go on the power play as Alpena touches the puck. And that'll give the Blue Devils a power play opportunity. 15:34 to play in the second period. We're tied at one. Some action in front of the net, and I think it might have been a roughing call or something of that nature on Alpena. So the Blue Devils on their second power play here this afternoon. You have Gorsuch out there along with Kogan, Allen, and on defense for the Blue Devils on this power play, it's like Dunbar and Goodrich. That penalty will go on number 5, Evan Krasline. And so the Blue Devils on their second power play. They win to draw, but the puck goes to center ice. Picked up by Dunbar, over to Goodrich. The roughing will be the call on Krasline. And now Sioux High with the puck. In the Alpena zone, Gorsuch behind the net. He gets tripped, falls down, gets that puck, and that puck will go out of play. And we'll have a face-off to the right of goaltender Aiden Schultz. He's been the busier of the two netminders. Sioux High with 7 shots so far, Alpena with just 4. Minute 35 left in the Blue Devils power play. Face off to the right of Schultz. Blue Devils win the face off. Swan with it. Now Swan over the far boards. Gorsuch. Gorsuch back to Swan. Now Swan over to Gorsuch. Still behind the net. Now he gets it to the near circle. Gorsuch. His pass goes off of Goslin's skate, and that'll go all the way back into the Sioux High zone. Minute 10 left on the Blue Devils power play. Allen has it behind his own net. Check that. That's Goodrich. And Alpena will fire it right back into the Sioux High zone. Picked up by Labate. Now in front of his own net, Swan. Gets it up to Kogan. Kogan with 2 goals last night in the Sioux High's 2-1 win. Now Swan. Back to Gorsuch. His shot. That's blocked. Back to the point, Goodrich. Goodrich. Over to Swan, still 40 seconds left on the Blue Devils power play. Puck along the near boards, Kogan with it. Kogan still has it. Leaves it for Gorsuch. Gorsuch, pass out of the reach of Dunbar. That'll go all the way down back into the Blue Devils zone. 25 seconds left on the Sioux High power play. That's going to be an icing call. And so Suhai yet to get real organized on this power play. And actually, that's going to be an offside call, so the faceoff will be outside the Wildcats' blue line. Kaminga, Allen, and Chico, your forwards for the Blue Devils right now, French and Engel on defense. Blue Devils win the faceoff. They'll flip it into the Wildcat zone. Chased by Lightfoot. Now he'll shoot that one down the ice, and that's pretty much going to do it for this second Blue Devils power play. Suhai has it behind their own net. French. Now French has it poke checked away as Alpina will kill off this power play, and they are back at full strength. Blue Devils with it behind their own net. Dominic Chico's pass will go all the way down the ice. We'll have another icing call and a faceoff back in the Suhai zone. 13:24 to play in the second period. We're tied at one. Blue Devils will be off until Friday. Our next broadcast will be Friday night here at Big Bear Arena as the Suhai Blue Devils will take on the Escanaba Eskimos. I'll have the call of that one start at the pregame show around 6:45 right here on your home for Suhai Blue Devil Athletics, 1230 WSOO. Now Young will win the draw for the Wildcats at the point. Young gets it back over in the near corner. Suhai with it. Dunbar, now he lost the puck. Alpina with it behind the Blue Devil net. That's Thompson. Now Young with it. Thompson back to the point, Ray. Now that one trickles over his stick, and he'll chase it back into his own zone. Now Ray clears it to center. Bouncing puck picked up by Ritter. He'll fire it into the Suhai zone. Now the Blue Devils clear at center ice. Picked up by the Wildcats. That was Ritter. Now Goodrich has it in his own zone for the Blue Devils. Nick Chico, he'll fire it into the Alpina zone. They clear it out. Back to center ice. Now Alpina with it in their own zone. 12:30 to play in this second period. We're tied at one. As Aegeus will flip that puck in the Suhai zone. Goodrich looks up ice to Chico. Chico, probably the biggest player out there for the Blue Devils. Now Suhai with it. Centering chance. That one goes through the slot. Picked up by the Wildcats. Marceau. Now the referee takes a tumble there. He's okay. Now Alpina with it. In the Suhai zone. Centering chance. That goes through the slot. Picked up by Kuhl at his own blue line. Now the Blue Devils clear it. Off the glove of Swan. And fired into the Alpina zone. Bouncing puck. Picked up by Thompson behind his own net. No shots on goal yet in this second period. Shot 7-4 in favor of the Blue Devils. Now the Wildcats with it. Marceau. Centering chance. That goes through the slot. And the Blue Devils will clear it to center ice. Chased down by Stanky for the Wildcats. Now Stanky off the near boards. Picked up by Swan for the Blue Devils. And they'll fire it back in. Thompson for the Wildcats with it behind his own net. And that puck will bounce down the ice. And we will have an icing call with 11:07 to play in this second period. Shot 7-4 in favor of the Blue Devils. That's where we were to start this second period. So no shots in the first 6 minutes of this one. Face off to the right of Aiden Schultz, the sophomore netminder for Alpina. Jury Haminga will take the draw for Suhai. Thompson for the Wildcats. Alpina wins the faceoff. They have it behind their own net. Now on the near boards, Aegeus. He's roughed up by Chico. And Alpina comes out with it at center ice. Now taken right away by Haminga. Puck in the Suhai zone. Now that one will trickle back into Alpina's end. Crazen line. He gets roughed up behind the play. Alpina fans want a penalty. Their broadcasters do too, apparently. Very animated over there. Shot in by the Blue Devils. The Alpina zone in the near corner. A couple Blue Devils over there. That's Haminga. Tried to get it in front, but that one will go all the way down the ice. As Suhai chases it back in their own zone. Jason plays over along the far boards. Get a lot of hitting in this one. Now puck in front. Alpena with a good opportunity. That one just over the stick of Young. Puck back behind the Suhai net. Now the Wildcats intercept it. Nowak lost the puck. Picked up by Chico. Now the Blue Devils will clear that one down the ice. And no icing. They wave that one off. They've had many icings so far. Now a big hit over in the far corner by Chico. It's been pretty physical game so far here this afternoon. Both teams really laying the bodies on each other. Agius with it for Alpena in his own zone. He'll clear it to center. Goslin, who has the only goal for the Wildcats this afternoon. Suhai's goal scored by Nick Chico. Now shot back into the Wildcats end. Still no shots in this second period. We have 9:30 to play in the second stanza. Puck along the near boards in the Wildcat zone, picked up by Sprague. He puts it behind the net, now taken away by Krazaline, as the Wildcats will get it to center ice. Back in their own zone, the Blue Devils have it. Goodrich, flip pass up to Chico. That goes off of his stick. Puck bouncing all over the place right now, as Hamp has it for the Wildcats at his own blue line. Alpena with it. Nice stick handling there by Nowak. He puts a shot that goes off the pad of Goodrich. Now another chance. Alpena still has the puck in the near corner. Puck behind the Blue Devil net. Picked up by Dunbar. Finally have a shot on goal on that last one by Alpena. Now at center ice, Horton. Horton fires the puck in. He gets knocked down after it. Alpena with it in their own zone. Flip past to White at center ice. Goes over his stick. As Goodrich has it, he'll fire it to center ice. Nice job by Gorsuch. Gorsuch, one-on-two, puts a shot on, a good shot, and a save there by Schultz. Nice individual effort by Gorsuch. He's looked good out there this afternoon. Puck goes back in the Alpena zone. Sprague takes it away. Now Sprague behind the net. Sprague over in the far corner. Gets bumped off the play. Now Kogan over there as well. Kogan picks up the puck. Puck in the slot, taken away by Alpena. They'll fire it off the near boards of center ice. 7:50 to play in the second period. We're tied at one, Alpena and Suhai. Now here's Gorsuch with it. In the Alpena zone, puck goes behind the Wildcats net. That's Thompson. He'll play it on the near boards. Suhai keeps it in. Puck taken there by Kogan. Centering chance, a shot, and a save there. And another shot, that one deflects and goes high, and we're going to have an offside. That puck just went across the blue line. Not by much, but our linesman or referee says that's an offside. Shots 8-5 Blue Devils with 7:30 to play in this second period. We still have a 1-1 tie. In high school hockey, you can have a tie. I believe it's an 8-minute overtime. No shootouts. I kind of like that. Not a big fan of the shootout. High school hockey, keeping it real, as far as I'm concerned. Now off the faceoff, Alpena with it in the Suhai zone. Keller with the puck, and we're going to have a whistle, and I think we're going to have a penalty call. We're going to have a high stick. And I think that's going to go on Keller. And yes, so Suhai's going to go right back to the power play. 7:17 to play in the second period. We're tied at one. Suhai 0-2 so far on the power play, and that's a high sticking call on Keller. I didn't see it personally, but a referee did, as the Alpena coaching staff maybe not thrilled with that call. So face off to the left of goaltender Aiden Schultz, and you got the power play unit once again of Swan, Kogan, Gorsuch, Goodrich, and Dunbar. Suhai hasn't been able to do much on their power play so far. That penalty will go against number 17, Blaze Keller, for the Wildcats. Face-off controlled by the Wildcats, and they'll try to fire that one out of the zone. It will bounce over the stick of Goodrich back to center ice. Goodrich over to Dunbar at his own blue line. He'll flip it up to Gorsuch. Now Gorsuch across the blue line of the Wildcats. Suhai setting up their power play back to Dunbar. Dunbar to Gorsuch. Gorsuch back to the point. Goodrich. Goodrich with a shot. That one goes wide. Good setup for the Blue Devils. Now Kogan over at the far circle. Minute 30 left on the power play. Kogan over to Swan. Now back to Kogan. Kogan at the doorstep. Now edge of the near circle, back to the point. Dunbar, he fires, save Schultz. And he'll hold with a minute 16 left on this Blue Devil power play. Good puck movement for Suhai on this power play. We didn't see it on their first two power plays as much. This one's setting up a lot better. They'll keep that same unit on as the faceoff will be to the right of Schultz. 6:33 to play in this second period. Minute 16 left on the Blue Devil power play. Alpena had a full 2-minute 5-on-3 at the end of the first period and the start of the second period, but they are unable to capitalize. Either team has yet to score on the power play here this afternoon. Now that puck flipped to the blue line, kept in nicely by Goodrich. Goodrich with the puck. On the near boards, Kogan. Now Goodrich over to Dunbar. He fires a shot. That goes wide. On the near point, Goodrich. Over to Kogan. Now Kogan at the blue line. 50 seconds left on the power play. Kogan plays it down low for Swan. Swan behind the Wildcats net. Swan still has it. Tried to get it to Kogan, but it goes off of his skate. And that'll be fired down the ice by the Wildcats. 35 seconds left on this Blue Devil power play. Dunbar with the puck behind his own net. Now Dunbar over to Goodrich at center ice. Goodrich will fire a shot. That was a tough shot as that one just went high. I don't think Schultz really saw that one until the very end. Now a chance in front for the Blue Devils. A shot and a save there by Schultz. Good opportunity for Kogan, and that one will be cleared down into the Blue Devils zone as Labate way out of his net to play that one. Alpena picks it up at center ice, and they will kill off this power play. But a good power play for the Blue Devils. They didn't score, but they certainly had some good opportunities on that one. Puck at center ice taken by Thompson. He'll backhand the puck into the Blue Devils zone. 5:05 to play in this second period. We're still tied at one. Puck over along the far boards, picked up by Dominic Chico. Can't clear it as Alpena keeps it in. Now the Wildcats will shuffle that puck behind the Blue Devil net. Suhai trying to clear the zone. They will, and they're going to actually put a shot on goal again. Schultz had a little trouble with that one as well. Now back to the point, Gary. His shot gets blocked. Picked up by the Wildcats, Frazier. Now Frazier has a man open. Oh, he would have had a breakaway if that was a better pass. Alpena with it in the Blue Devils zone. Shots 12-6 Blue Devils in this one. Keller with it. Keller looking in the front of the net as that one broken up by the Blue Devils. That'll be cleared down into the Alpena zone. Now Suhai keeps possession in the Wildcats zone. That's Gary. Son of our mayor of Sault Ste. Marie, Don Gary. We also have a grandson of another former mayor, Tony Bospis, with one of the Suhai players, Ryan Horton. Now Alpena with it in the Suhai zone. They put it through the slot. Nobody was there for Goslin. Now Alpena with it. Over in the near boards. Ray tried to put it in front, broken up by the Blue Devils. Puck bounces over a couple sticks. Now Suhai will get it. Horton taken away there by the Wildcats. Nowak. Nowak with the shot and a glove save there by Labate. He hasn't seen a whole lot of shots, but that his sixth save with 3:30 to play in this second period. We're tied at one. So face off to the left of goaltender Cameron Labate. Yeah, Tristan Forgrave in net yesterday for the Blue Devils. He made 29 saves in their 2-1 win over Petoskey. Now a Blue Devil player gets kicked out of the circle as Kogan will take the draw. Alpena wins the faceoff. Hamp over along the far boards. Now kept in by the Wildcats. Hamp has it again. Plays it on the near boards to Cole. Now Cole gets knocked down. It's been a very physical game this afternoon. Now another player gets dumped behind the play for Alpena. Now Suhai comes up with it. They skate it to center ice. Kogan cross the blue line. Kogan puts a shot that goes through the slot wide. Back to the point, Goodrich. Plays over to Swan along the near boards. Under 3 minutes to play in this second period. No goals scored in this second period. We're tied at one. Alpena can't clear it. Kept in by the Blue Devils. Now Ray has it. Kind of zone net. Good pressure for the Blue Devils. Again, another collision. These teams are going after each other this afternoon. You'd expect nothing less when Suhai and Alpena play as that puck deflects and goes out of play. These teams, a pretty storied rivalry over the years. For many years, they were in different classes. I can remember not too long ago when you'd have Alpena and Suhai, usually in the Frozen Four. It wasn't called the Frozen Four back then. Suhai winning state titles in 1984 and 1989. Alpena with several state titles in that time frame. They were usually in Class A, coached by Tony Byers. I had three cousins that played on teams, state championship teams, I believe in 81 and I think 90, 89, somewhere in that realm. Doesn't seem that long ago. So we have a face-off in the Alpena zone. 2:10 to play in the second period. Alpena now plays at the Northern Lights Arena, but back in those days, don't remember what the rink was called, but it was cold. It was very cold. Probably the coldest rink in high school hockey in these parts is Escanaba. Not warm here at the Big Bear Arena, but certainly not cold either. Now Suhai with a chance in front of shot and a goal off the faceoff. Suhai with a 2-1 lead as Andrew Goodrich found himself Johnny on the spot in front. And the Blue Devils with their first lead of the afternoon. They lead by the score of 2-1. Check that. That was number 8, Stephen Allen, with the goal for the Blue Devils. And so Suhai gets on the board, as that goal will be at the 14:58 mark of the second period. And give that goal to Stephen Allen. Certainly will have a couple of assists as well. We'll get the call here momentarily. Shots 14-7 Suhai, and they lead by the score of 2-1. It was a quick developing play right off the faceoff, and Allen found himself open on the doorstep, and he buried it. We'll get the call on the Suhai goal. So give the assist to Gary and Haminga, and it's a 2-1 lead. Now Suhai with the 2-on-1, a shot. That one goes wide, as that was Gary with the opportunity. Now another shot at the point. That one blocked by the Wildcats. Minute 35 left in the second period. Suhai with their first lead of the afternoon. They lead 2-1. Suhai's played a good second period here. They've outshot the Wildcats 2-1. Now the Wildcats with the puck. Big hit there over on the far boards by Gary, as that one will trickle to the netminder Labadie, and he will hold with a minute 17 left in the second period. Suhai with a 2-1 lead. And I think we're going to have a penalty after the play again. And that might go... looks like that's going to go against number 20, Joey Ingles. So we saw this happen at the end of the first period. Undisciplined play for the Blue Devils, and that'll cost them again, as Alpena will go on their third power play. And again, the good news for the Blue Devils, it's at the end of the first period, or the second period. So if they don't score here in a minute 17, that will run over to the third period. So Suhai will clear it to center ice. Now here, unsportsmanlike conduct. Now a shorthanded chance for the Blue Devils, as that was Swan, as his shot goes wide. Another big hit there. Boy, this has been a physical game here. Almost an old school Alpena Suhai game. This has been fun. The boys are certainly laying their bodies out today. Alpena on the power play. 45 seconds left in the second period. Suhai with it. They'll play it over to the far boards. Dunbar. And Dunbar will fire that one down the ice. Jay Dunbar, freshman on this Suhai squad. His older brother plays hockey in the USHL for Muskegon. Tyler, now a shot that goes wide. He'll be committed to North Dakota coming up here, college hockey, in a couple years. As that one shot down into the Alpena zone. 10 seconds left in the second period. Alpena still on the power play, and they will remain on the power play going into the third period. 5 seconds left. The Wildcats with it. at center ice looking for one last shot, and they won't get it after two periods of play here at the Big Bear Arena. Our score, the Suhai Blue Devils 2, the Alpena Wildcats 1. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we will have our second intermission show. You are listening to Suhai Blue Devil Hockey on 1230 WSOO. Scott Nason back at the Big Bear Arena on this beautiful Saturday afternoon in the Twin Sioux. We've played two periods so far, and it's been a good one. The Suhai Blue Devils lead the Alpena Wildcats by the score of 2-1. Recapping the scoring in the second period, the only goal scored by the Blue Devils at the 14:58 mark, Stephen Allen with the goal with assists from Nick Gary and Jory Haminga. And that's where we sit right now. The Blue Devils lead the Wildcats by the score of 2-1. Shots on goal in that second period, just as they were after the first period, shots 7-4 in favor of the Blue Devils, 14-8. Suhai leads in the shot totals so far. Both teams have had power play opportunities. The Wildcats will start the third period on the power play for 42 seconds. So far, Alpena 0-4-2 on the power play. That is a full 2-minute 5-on-3 at the end of the first period and the start of the second period. Suhai also 0-4-3 on the power play. Suhai with a record of 3-4. If they win this afternoon, obviously they will even up that record at 4-4 heading into their final two games, which will be this upcoming weekend. The Blue Devils will be here at the Big Bear Arena on Friday, taking on the Escanaba Eskimos. We'll have the call of that one right here on 1230 WSOO. I'll be filling in for Dave Watson once again. And we'll have the pregame show around 6:45 on 1230 WSOO, 1230WSOO.com, and also utilize the TuneIn app. Suhai Blue Devil basketball going on right now for the girls as they are taking on TC Central. Laker hockey also going on as we speak at the Taffy Able Arena. They played about 5 minutes of the first period. Still no score in that one. With the win, the Lakers will finish second in the WCHA and host Alabama Huntsville next weekend for the opening round of the WCHA playoffs. Looking forward to that one as well. Our next Blue Devil broadcast will be boys basketball on Wednesday, as the Suhai Blue Devils will take on the Cedarville Trojans. You can hear that one right here on 1230 WSOO Wednesday nights with Dave Watson and Ray Bell, starting the pregame show around 7 o'clock on Wednesday. And you can hear podcasts of all Suhai Blue Devil broadcasts right here on 1230 WSOO, along with Coach's Corner, The Game, and other sports content. Just go to the website, thegamesportshow.podbean.com. We're going to take our final break here in this second intermission. When we come back, we'll have the start of the third period of play here at Big Bear Arena. It's been a good physical game, and so far good on the scoreboard for the Blue Devils. Again, our score after two, Suhai 2, Alpena 1. You are listening to Suhai Blue Devil Hockey on 1230 WSOO. Scott Nason back at the Big Bear Arena on this Saturday afternoon. We're just a few minutes away from the start of the third period of play between the Alpena Wildcats and the Suhai Blue Devils. And it's been an entertaining game here at the Big Bear. Kind of an old school game. Lots of hitting and rough stuff. Things you maybe haven't seen as much. At least I haven't in high school hockey these past few years, but we're certainly seeing it here this afternoon as the Suhai Blue Devils lead Alpena by the score of 2-1. Recapping the scoring in this one, Alpena got on the board first in the first period at the 10:56 mark. Eli Goslin with an assist from number 19 Cam Young. It was 1-0 Alpena. Blue Devils would tie the game late in the first period at the 15:06 mark, as Nick Chico scored with an assist from Nick Sprague and Alex French. 1-1 after one, and the only goal scored in that second period at the 14:58 mark, Stephen Allen with assist from Nick Gary and Jory Herminga. And that's where we sit right now as we enter the third period of play. Alpena will have a 42-second power play to start the third period. So if the Blue Devils can win this game, they will certainly improve their seeding in the upcoming regional playoffs, which will start a week from Monday. Now, Tawas is the official host site of the playoff tournament. There are five teams in the Blue Devil region. They're in Region 18. That will include Alpena, Sheboygan, Gaylord, the Sioux, and Tawas. And we'll know over the weekend as far as who plays who or whom plays whom. I don't know what the correct English is, but we'll go with either one. And one team will get a bye, at least with the first round. So it'll be very interesting to see. There's certainly a much improved Sioux High product. This is the first chance I've seen the Blue Devils play this season. And boy, they look a lot better than last season when they struggled quite a bit. But they certainly got this program heading in the right direction. And they're right in this game. Matter of fact, they lead by the score of 2-1. As we're just a couple minutes away from the start of the third period. Looking at our broadcast schedule once again on our family of stations here at Sovereign Communications, going on right now at Taffy Able Arena, the Laker hockey team taking on the Ferris State Bulldogs. No score midway through the first period. You can hear that game over on our sister station, Today's Hits 99.5 Yes FM. Monday night, we'll have the Twin Sioux's only local, regional, and national sports show, The Game. Yours truly hosts that every Monday night. From 6 to 8 o'clock, we'll be talking to the voice of the Blue Devils, Dave Watson. The first half hour of the show, lots of local sports to cover. We'll get through all of those with Dave. We'll also have David McKeag Jr. joining us from the Game Sports Show in Sioux, Ontario, letting us know what's going on over there as the NLJHL has resumed play with some of their teams. The Thunderbirds and Blind River Beavers are playing right now in Blind River. And that game is 1-0 in favor of the Thunderbirds, rather of the Beavers. Actually, it's 2-1. Beavers over the Thunderbirds after two periods of play. We'll also be talking Detroit sports with Butch Davis from Butch on Sports. And we'll have our roundtable from 7 to 8 o'clock where we talk about national sports, the NBA All-Star game going on this weekend. You have lots of college basketball. Michigan and Michigan State will play tomorrow. After Michigan wins the Big Ten, they got a very solid program in Ann Arbor with head coach Juwan Howard. Also talk some NHL hockey. Red Wings won't play for a while. I think their next game is Tuesday. And we also have our beloved Detroit Lions to talk about. Certainly different things going on with that organization with new general manager, new coach, new quarterback. The draft to look forward to, some free agent signings, or maybe they're going to lose some free agents. And lest we forget, the Detroit Tigers will be carrying those games right here on 1230 WSOO all season long, starting in April. As the Tigers with their new manager, A.J. Hinch, certainly nowhere to go but up for all Detroit teams right now. It's pretty dark days for Detroit sports. And these teams are fired up. You can hear them banging the boards as we are starting this third period. Again, Alpena on the power play for the first 35 seconds of this third period. They trail by the score of 2-1. Thompson with it for the Wildcats as he moves it into the Sioux High zone. Now picked up by Dunbar, and he'll shoot that down the ice. And the Blue Devils certainly thankful that they're penalties have been at the end of the periods because it's really tough to start the third period on the power play, in my opinion. Now puck at center ice, taken by Thompson. Thompson across the blue line. His shot goes off the pad of Dunbar wide. Back to the point. That'll do it for the Alpena power play. So both teams 0-4-3 so far with the extra man. Wildcats have it in their own zone. They'll clear it to center. Picked up by Swan. Now Marceau has it for Alpena. He'll fire that off the far boards, chased by Gary. Alpena won the previous game between these two squads 3-2 on Tuesday, as that'll be an icing call on the Blue Devils and a faceoff back in the Blue Devil zone. Just two more games left in the regular season for Sioux High. A very condensed 10-game schedule. It was pretty tough to try to get a schedule because the Blue Devils not in a conference, and so a lot of the games that they had scheduled had to be canceled due to other teams being in conferences and laying priority to those games. Now a quick shot that goes behind the net of the Blue Devils, picked up by Allen. He has one of the two Sioux High goals this afternoon. Nick Chico has the other. Alpena goal scored by Eli Goslin. Puck taken by the Wildcats. Now steal by the Blue Devils. Alpena gets it right back, and they'll clear it to center. Thompson, he's knocked down by Dominic Chico. We've seen a lot of physical play this afternoon. Nice stick handling by Chico. Chico still has it across the blue line, gets around about four players before he's promptly knocked down. Now a shot that goes wide. Suhai with it, another shot that hits the side of the net, picked up by Krasline. Now the Wildcats trying to clear the zone. They can't. Kept in by Gary. He'll dump it behind the net. Picked up by Haminga. Now Haminga, he's ridden off the play by the Alpena player. That was Thompson. Now Alpena still has it. Now the Blue Devils get it back. And Alpena will clear the zone. 14:45 to play in this third period. 2-1 in favor of the Blue Devils. Alpena with it. Krasline over along the far boards. Now behind the Wildcats net. Picked up by Thompson. Thompson clears it to center. Jacek with it. Jacek over to French. French at his own blue line. Pass. That should be an offside. And they do call that one. Well, the faceoff outside the Blue Devil, rather the Wildcats blue line. 14:23 to play in this third period. 2-1 Suhai. Faceoff outside the blue line of the Wildcats. As Gorsuch will take the draw. I've been very impressed by his play this afternoon. Just a freshman, but you wouldn't know it out there. He's playing very well. Now puck behind the Wildcats net. Young over along the far boards. That one will be kept in momentarily, but the Wildcats get it. Alpena 2-8-1 on the season. Suhai 3-4. Now Gorsuch. With the puck, goes off an Alpena player to the point. A shot, that goes high and wide. Behind the net, picked up another hit. Boy, there's been a lot of hitting in this game. Now Alpena gets it back in the Suhai zone. Picked up by Kogan. Now Kogan behind his own net, over to the far corner. He'll shovel it up to Swan. Swan on his own blue line. Nice pass to the stick of Gorsuch, one-on-one. Gorsuch in a shot, that one deflects and goes wide. Gorsuch gets his own rebound. Picked up by Kogan. Kogan in the near corner. Couple Wildcats on him. Now you have Swan over there. Alpena picks up the puck. That's Young. Young lumbers it. Now an interception and a shot. And a save there by Schultz. Is a good opportunity by Kogan. Well, the faceoff in the Alpena zone. Shots 15-8 Blue Devils. And our score 2-1 with 13:08 to play in this third period. Suhai still leads. Face off to the left of Aiden Schultz. Good crowd here at Big Bear Arena. Certainly close to capacity. I know the capacity limits have been extended a bit from Governor Gretchen Whitmer. So we appreciate that. Certainly the fans. Now a shot, another save there by Schultz, as that was Goodrich firing the puck from the blue line. Alpena with it. Novak. Had it taken away there by Horton. Now the Wildcats trying to clear it out of their zone. Marchaud does. He gets it to center ice to Novak. Novak across the blue line for Alpena. Nice move in the slot, but he lost the puck. And that one will trickle over to the far boards. Puck in the Suhai zone. Blue Devils come up with it. Sprague will clear that one to center ice. Now Alpena chases it in their own zone. Novak has it. Plays it off the boards to the far side. Picked up by Smith. Now the Blue Devils have it. A shot from the blue line. Save, rebound. Another chance. Puck still loose in the slot. And Alpena will get in. A big hit again by Nick Chico. He just ran over Ben Nowak. And Nowak, he's slow going to the bench. He got hit pretty hard by Chico. Now Krasline. Cross the blue line for Alpena. Nice move. Krasline in the slot. Puts a shot. That one deflects off of Dunbar and goes behind the net. That'll be saved by Labadi, and now we have more extracurricular activity after the whistle. These teams certainly don't seem to like each other very much. They could meet again in the postseason. So we'll have a face-off to the left of Camden Labadi. Keller will take the draw for Alpena. 11:53 to play in this third period. 2-1 Suhai. Alpena wins the faceoff, but that'll go all the way down the ice. No icing call. It's picked up by Thompson behind his own net for Alpena. Now the Blue Devils catch up to the puck. Huminga over in the near corner along with Allen. Four players over there picked up by Huminga. He goes in the net. A shot saved there by Schultz. Goes over to the far boards angle. Now behind the net, the Blue Devils have it. That's Huminga. He lost the puck to Frazier. Now the Wildcats clear it to center. Goes behind Thompson. Back in the Suhai zone. Now cleared to center by Gary. Puck shot back in the Suhai end over the far board. Swan leaves it for Engel. And shot right back in by the Wildcats. Now the Blue Devils have it in their own zone. Nick Gary. Pass right to the stick of Kogan. Now the Blue Devils with it. Swan lost the puck. And that's going to be offside if he touches it, but he doesn't. Gets back onside. Puck in the neutral zone. Picked up by Kogan across the blue line. Kogan with the move. Kogan still has it. Now he lost it. Cleared to center by Alpena. Chasing in his own zone is Engel. 10:45 to play in this third period. 2-1 Suhai. Nick Gary at his own blue line will pass it up to Gorsuch, who deflects it in. Now the Wildcats with it in their own zone. Kogan over there for the Blue Devils. Now back to the point. Gary can't keep it in as Alpena will shoot it down into the Suhai zone. Chased down by Jasek. Now the Wildcats trying to get the puck. They don't as Kogan takes it at his own blue line. Fire it off the boards to Swan. Now Swan with it. He falls down. No tripping call. He just lost his balance there. And White comes up with it. White at the blue line to Young. Puck at center ice. Picked up by Swan. Swan skates it across the blue line. Swan lost the puck as Stenke will take it for Alpena and clear it to center. Under 10 to play in this third period. Suhai leads by the score of 2-1. Shots 18-9 in favor of the Blue Devils. Now White with it in the near corner of his own zone. Picked up by French. He fires it. Hits an Alpena player in front. That was Marchaud. Now puck still in the slot. Alpena just trying to get it out of the zone, and they're going to fire that into their bench. And so that'll keep the face off in the Alpena zone with 9:32 to play in the third period. Still 2-1 Blue Devils. Our next Blue Devil broadcast will be Wednesday night, the Suhai Gymnasium boys basketball, as the Suhai Blue Devils will take on the Cedarville Trojans. Dave Watson and Ray Bell will have the call of that one, starting the pregame show around 7 o'clock. Suhai girls in action right now as they're at home to Traverse City Central. Suhai girls, number 5 ranked in all the state of Michigan in Division II. They got a very, very good team. And we will go all the way with the girls, hopefully to a state championship. That would be fun. Now puck at the Suhai blue line, cleared to center by the Blue Devils. Alpena gets it right back. Aegeus will pass that puck into the Blue Devil zone, picked up by Dunbar. Dunbar can't clear it, kept in by the Wildcats. Now Suhai will get it out of their own zone as the puck trickles to the near boards in the neutral zone. Alpena with it. Thompson across the Suhai blue line. Puts a shot out. Hits the crossbar. Oh, that had the goaltender beat, Camden Labate. But it didn't have the crossbar beat, and he'll kiss that crossbar for good luck. As that puck goes out of play, so we'll have a face-off in the Suhai zone. 8:42 to play in this third period. 2-1, Suhai. It's almost 2-2. A very good shot, I believe, by Thompson. It had the goaltender beat, but the goaltender's best friend, the crossbar and the two pipes to the right and left of him. Now puck loose in the slot, a shot. Doesn't get through, another chance. Third opportunity, and no! That hit the post as well. The Alpena fans thought it was in. I thought it was too, but it hit the post. So two, got to kiss that post too, Camden. He's going to be kissing the whole net here pretty soon. So Alpena almost with two goals in the last few seconds, but they get none. Now that puck goes all the way down the ice. We'll have another icing call with 8:14 to play in the third period. Suhai holding on to that 2-1 lead. Boy, oh boy. I believe the correct term is puck luck. And right now, Alpena not getting any of that. Laker hockey leading Ferris State by the score of 1-0 with 3 minutes left in the first period. So the Lakers looking to get that win and clinch second place in the WCHA. Now the faceoff, Alpena with the puck. In front, a shot. That goes wide. Alpena really firing up here over the last few minutes. Puck in the Suhai zone. Swan will clear it. Swan, he has Gorsuch with him. Swan across the blue line in the slot. A shot. That one high over the net. Gorsuch on the rebound, but swatted away by the Wildcats. Young. Now puck along the near boards in the Alpena zone. 7:40 to play in this third period. Suhai with a 2-1 lead. Now Young with it for Alpena across the Suhai blue line. Young, drop pass, shot. Hits a player in front, rebound at the doorstep as Suhai will fire that one off the boards. Goodrich can't clear it though. Alpena with the puck. Now in front, and that's going to be sprawled and saved by Labate. And he'll hold with 7:20 to play in the third period. Shots 18-11 in favor of the Blue Devils. They lead by the score of 2-1, but Alpena really coming on here over the last few minutes. Face off to the right of freshman netminder Camden Labate. And Vaminga taking the draw for the Blue Devils. Alpena wins the faceoff. Back to the blue line. Now behind the net. Taminga back there for the Blue Devils. Couple of Alpena Wildcats on him. Bouncing puck kept in by Thompson. He puts a shot. Goes to the doorstep. Another shot. A save. Rebound in the slot. Another save there by Labate. He made two big saves for Suhai. Now here come the Blue Devils. Chico with the puck. Dominic Chico still has it. Drops it over to Taminga. Now Taminga centering chance. That goes through the slot. Back to the point, Gary. His shot. That deflects and goes wide. Allen with it. He tried to put it in front. Now the Wildcats swat that one out of harm's way. They have the puck in the near corner in their own zone. That one cleared all the way down the ice. Might be a break here for Gosselin. Gosselin just kind of lost control of the puck. As Suhai picks it up behind their own net. Now the Wildcats with it. 6:20 to play in this third period. Suhai with a 2-1 lead. Now a block shot at the point by Allen. That one goes back to center ice. Alpena with it in their own zone. Thompson at his own blue line. Now Thompson gives it up to Marceau. Marceau with the move. A couple moves. He's in. A shot. Another save there by Labate. And Suhai will clear that one down the zone. We'll see if Swan can catch up to it. He does. Swan with it. A shot. That hit the side of the net. Rebound goes over along the far boards. Now Alpena has it. 5:45 to play in this third period. 2-1 Suhai. Now Kogan at the far circle in the Alpena zone. Kogan still has it. Great stick handling. Kogan now moves it on in the near boards. Kogan still has the puck. Now he gets it over to Swan. Swan in front. Gorsuch and a goal! What a beautiful individual effort by Kogan getting the puck to Swan. Swan found Gorsuch open in front. He passed it to him and he buried it. And so Garrett Gorsuch has given the Suhai Blue Devils a 3-1 lead with 5:31 to play in this third period. Beautiful setup by that top line for the Blue Devils. So that goal will be at the 9:29 mark. Make that the 11:29 mark of the third period. I got to get my math skills working out here. I've been butchering that all day. And the Blue Devils lead by the score of 2-1. 3-1, excuse me. So Gorsuch with the goal. And safe to say Swan and Kogan with the assists. And that's exactly what it is. So Garrett Gorsuch gives the Blue Devils a 3-1 lead with 5:25 to play in this third period. That was a nice setup, and you really got to give a lot of credit to Kogan. He must have had the puck for about 15 seconds. As he worked from one side of the ice to the other, got the puck to Swan at the doorstep. He found a streaking Gorsuch to the net, and it's 3-1 Suhai. Now we're going to have an icing call on the Blue Devils and a little bump after the play. Now a couple bumps. Here we go. Two Alpena players on one Suhai player, Nick Sprague, and we'll see if we get any penalties out of this. To give anything, it will probably be coincidental minors, and that's exactly what it looks like it will. So Sprague will go to the box for the Blue Devils and Stenke for Alpena. And I think that'll be 4-on-4 hockey for 2 minutes. Not 100% sure. Nope, be coincidental, so just 5-on-5. the Wayne Gretzky rule. Back in the 80s, Edmonton would purposely get penalties, try to goat some into a two-minute minor and four-on-four, and that certainly gave the Oilers a big advantage. The NHL said enough of that. We learned over the weekend the passing of Walter Gretzky, the father of Wayne Gretzky, over the weekend. Now the Blue Devils with the puck, leading 3-1, 5 minutes to play. Swan a shot, saved there by Schultz, and that one will go out of play, and so we'll face off in the Wildcat zone. We'll find out over the weekend who the Blue Devils will play in their regionals. Again, the regionals hosted by Tawas. And talking to the Alpena broadcasters before the game, they were under the impression if Suhai wins this game that they will likely be at least the 2 seed in the playoffs. So they would play the worst of the 5 teams as far as playoff points. Now another shot there, easy save for Schultz on the shot by Jay Dunbar. 2 more games in the regular season for the Hockey Blue Devils. Friday night here against Escanaba. I'll have the call of that one, filling in for Dave Watson Friday night. Around 6:45 pregame show, 12:30 WSOO. Faceoff control by the Wildcats. Suhai gets it back. Both those penalties, coincidental roughing minors. And the Blue Devils have it in their own zone. Off the boards to Swan. Swan to Colgan. Colgan, nice move. Colgan still has it. Colgan with a shot. Nice pad save there by Schultz. Been very impressed by Colgan's stick handling ability. Boy, he's looking good out there today. Now Colgan lost the puck. Picked up by Goslin. Plays over to the far boards. Keller. Keller, pass to the stick of Aegeus. His shot saved there again by Labate. He's made some nice saves in this third period. We'll have our 3-star selection here in our post-game show. That'll be shot down the ice. Certainly some Suhai Blue Devils will be on that 3-star list. Might get 3 of them. Who knows? I'm picking them, so it's up to me. Saw Big Daddy Rick Corbier here earlier today. He was on the broadcast with Dale. I'll have to talk to Big Daddy to see if he wants to do the game Friday night with me. It'd be a lot of fun. I've never done a game with him. Sioux Indians in action yesterday at Little Caesars, falling. I believe they'll be at home this upcoming weekend as well. Now the Blue Devils with it across the blue line. Chico, ooh, a late call offside. It looked offside, but the whistle was late. And we'll face off outside the Blue Devil, or rather the Alpena blue line. 3:39 to play in this third period. Suhai with a 3-1 lead. Alpena led 1-0. Late in the first period, and then Suhai would score. They scored 1 goal in the second and have the goal here in the third by Garrett Gorsuch. Now the Blue Devils with it. Alpena took it away momentarily. Wildcats with it at center ice. Now the puck goes back into the Wildcat zone. Shots 22-14 in favor of the Blue Devils. Now here's Colgan with it. He lost the puck going to the net. Suhai gets it back. Gorsuch back to the point. Gary, his shot hits a player in front and deflects wide. Goes over to Colgan. Colgan gets it back over at the far corner, back to the point. Angle shot up high, save Schultz. Rebound goes to Gary. His shot blocked in front. Suhai wants to just keep possession of this puck. Now back to the point. Here's a shot and a goal! Joey Engel hit the post and went in. And that's probably going to do it here. Still 2:57 to play in this third period, but Suhai with their 4th goal of the afternoon, and they lead by the score of 4-1. Boy, this top line by the Blue Devils really moving the puck well, especially in the last couple periods. And that will be the 4th different goal scorer for the Blue Devils. And that'll come at the 15:03 mark of the third period. I think I got that one right. Nope. The 14:03, this 17-minute period is just doing a number on my math. I'm used to the 20-minute periods with the Sioux Eagles, but haven't had a lot of those games this year. So Engel gets the goal. So Gary and Colgan get the assists, and now some players after the whistle exchange greetings. So the goal scorers for the Blue Devils this afternoon, Nick Chico, along with Stephen Allen, Garrett Gorsuch, and Joey Engel. You have Aaron Kogan with two assists on the afternoon, along with Nick Gary. Face off outside the Wildcats blue line. Shots 24-14 in favor of the Blue Devils. Look like they will even their record at 4-4. As that puck goes down into the Sioux High zone, French. Coincidental minors on Horton and Nowak. So we still play five aside. 2:20 left in this third period. Barring a epic comeback, looks like Sioux High is going to win this game. Now puck trickles to the neutral zone, chased by Thompson into his own zone for Alpena. 2 minutes to play in this third period. Coming up, we'll have our post-game show. We'll recap the scoring, give our three stars, and have our next game preview with Escanaba. Now that one's going to be shot down the ice, and that's going to be an icing call on the Blue Devils. Down three, I don't know if you pull your netminder at this point, but why not? Like Alpena will not do so. You don't see many coaches do that. If you're down two with 2 minutes left, yes. Down three, you don't see it rarely. Of course, you go back to the Laker hockey history of Frank Anzalone. He was no stranger to pulling the goalie. Heck, he did it sometimes in the second period when things weren't going the Lakers' way. As we have a save off the faceoff by Labadie. Speaking of Lake State, they're in action as we speak. After one period of play at the Taffy Able Arena, the Lakers lead Ferris State 1-0. A win for the Lakers. They finish second place and will host Alabama Huntsville in the quarterfinal round of the WCHA playoffs to be played next weekend. Now again, puck shot down the ice. Last thing the Blue Devils want to do is ice the puck, but they do just that. 1:38 to play in this third period. 4-1 Sioux High. Looking to remain unbeaten at home. They only have four home games this year, but looks like the first three will all be victories. Face-off won by the Blue Devils. They'll clear it to center ice. Swan gets it to Kogan. Now Kogan across the blue line. Swan picks up the puck. Minute 30 left. Centering chance. Puck bounces back to the point. Dunbar, his shot. That's a save there by Schultz. Good shot by Dunbar, and we have a whistle. Not quite sure what the whistle was for. Might have been a high stick. Didn't see much there, but the officials saw something. It might be a penalty on Sioux High. Nope, going to be a high stick, non-penalty variety, so that'll bring the faceoff outside the Wildcats' blue line. 1:22 left in this third period. Sioux High's going to win this game and improve to 4-4. Puck at center ice, flipped back into the Alpena zone. So very good performance by the Blue Devils. Now a chance in front, a shot. Chico save again. Schultz off the turnover by Alpena. Now Chico just runs right over the Alpena player. And boy, that was a tough hit there. And let's hope that guy's okay. Nick Chico, he never lets up no matter what the score or situation. He's going to get the penalty. And then Alpena player is still down as Sioux High athletic trainer Matt McLeod starts to make his way to the ice. And it looked good. That's good news there as the Alpena player is up. Certainly a little worse for wear right now. Thompson, I believe, was the Alpena player that got hit, but he looks okay, so that's good news. Oh, it's going to be a five-minute penalty on Chico, so minute three left. Good thing for the Blue Devils they're up three, because otherwise this game could be very interesting. So Chico gets the five-minute penalty, and that could carry over potentially into the Friday night game here against Escanaba. We'll have to see. So we're under a minute to play in this third period. Aegeus with the puck. They call it a boarding call on Chico. So his night is done, or afternoon, I should say. Alpena with it on the power play, but they're likely going to run out of time here. 40 seconds left, trailing by three. Puck at the point. Now taken away by Swan. He might have a break if he can catch up to the puck. And a good job there by Stanky to keep that from being just that. It's a lot of that's in one sentence. 20 seconds left in this one. Now Suhai will get it. Gorsuch with it. 2-on-1. He's got Swan. Gorsuch still has it. Gorsuch in shot. Save. Rebound at the doorstep. And that'll be held by Schultz with 14 seconds left in this third period. Suhai is going to win. They lead by the score of 4-1. So these teams will split the season series with Alpena winning 3-2 on Tuesday. Suhai is going to win this game. And potentially setting up a tiebreaker in the regionals. Again, we'll know more on that over the weekend and certainly let you know next week on our sports show, The Game, over on ESPN 1400. Faceoff won by Alpena. Thompson with it. 10 seconds left. And so the Suhai Blue Devils with four straight goals in this one. Solid performance by the Blue Devils. As Alpena will let the clock run out, our final score here at Big Bear Arena, the Suhai Blue Devils 4, the Alpena Wildcats 1. We'll be back with our postgame show. You're listening to Suhai Blue Devil Hockey on your official home for Suhai Athletics, 1230 WSOO. Scott Nason back at the Big Bear Arena. Our final score in high school hockey this afternoon, the Suhai Blue Devils even their mark on the season at 4-4. As they knock off Alpena by the score of 4-1. Recapping the scoring in this game, Alpena got on the board first at the 10:56 mark of the first period. Eli Goslin scored the goal with an assist from Cam Young. Suhai would tie it at the 15:06 mark of the first period. Nick Chico with assists from Nick Sprague and Alex French. It was 1-1 after one. Suhai would score what would be the game-winning goal in the second period at the 14:58 mark. Stephen Allen with assists from Nick Gary and Jory Haminga. 2-1 Suhai after two periods of play. Alpena certainly had their chances in the third period. When it was 2-1, they hit a couple posts within a minute of play, and then Suhai would score some insurance goals at the 11:29 mark. Garrett Gorsuch scored with assists from Jack Swan and Aaron Kogan. And the final goal of the game was scored at the 14:03 mark of the third period. Joey Engel with assists from Nick Gary and Aaron Kogan. As I mentioned, with the win, Suhai improves to 4-4 on the season. With the loss, the Alpena Wildcats fall to 2-9-1. The next Suhai game will be Friday night here at Big Bear Arena against the Escanaba Eskimos. You can hear that with yours truly filling in for Dave Watson on Friday night. Starting at the pregame show, 6:45 at 1230 WSOO, 1230WSOO.com, and in on the TuneIn app. Looking at the three stars for today's game, I'm going to give them all to the Suhai Blue Devils. I'm going to give the third star to Nick Gary. Thought he played a very solid game. He had a couple of assists. You could pick about four or five Suhai players. I'm going to pick Nick Gary as our third star this afternoon. Second star, I'm going to give it to Aaron Kogan. He had two assists. Boy, he set up some beautiful goals, including that Gorsuch goal in the third period, and he had two goals yesterday. So Aaron Kogan, the second star. I'm going to give the number one star to Camden Labadi, the netminder for the Blue Devils, making 16 saves. He played big in net, and Suhai certainly played a very physical game. It was a fun one to broadcast, and certainly they got some momentum going into next weekend and their upcoming regionals, which will be played starting a week from Monday. That's going to do it here from the Big Bear Arena. I want to thank our broadcast engineer, Emily Pentecost, back in the 1230 WSOL studios, doing a fantastic job as always, and thank all of you for listening this afternoon. Again, you can hear the rebroadcast of this game. Just go to the website, thegamesportshow.podbean.com. We'll upload those tomorrow morning. That's going to do it here from the Big Bear Arena. Again, our final score, Suhai 4, Alpena 1. You have been listening to Suhai Blue Devil Hockey on 1230 WSOO.